Familiar Bedfellows, written by Zine, read by CC Rambles. This is a Marvel Movieverse fanfic containing the pairing of Steve Rogers and Bucky Barnes and is rated PG-13. 1. It's Steve's first week at the orphanage and he doesn't have any friends yet, so he doesn't know that the only way to get warm around here is to have someone near you to make sure you don't freeze. Bucky doesn't want to get attached to a kid who looks like he isn't even going to last the winter, but Steve looks so tiny and lost, wrapped in his thin blanket, that Bucky decides that it can't hurt to be nice for once, so he gives Steve his blanket and shows him how the orphanage kids tie them together to make one big blanket to wrap themselves in. And it's kind of impossible for Bucky not to talk, being so close to a person, even though it's lights out and the nuns will tan his hide if they catch him out of bed. And talking, Bucky's never been big on rules, he says in a conspiratorial whisper, "So, what are you in for?" "Huh?" Steve looks confused. Bucky clarifies, "Why are you here?" Steve looks sad and even tinier than before, clutching at their blankets. "My ma died and they said I had to come here." "Oh," says Bucky. He doesn't really remember his dad, though he knows that he was an army man. He doesn't remember his mother at all, and his little sister is a distant memory. She had been adopted by some distant relatives. There hadn't been room for Bucky. But still he says, "Hey, chin up. It can't get worse than this, right?" Steve looks skeptical, but doesn't disagree. 2. The heater's busted, but the super isn't going to fix it until Monday at the earliest. But Steve's got the beginnings of a cold. So Bucky climbs into bed and doesn't mind much when Steve sneezes on him. 3. The thing with Steve's new body is that he gives off heat like a radiator, and Bucky's never been one to let a good thing go. So one frigid night in the Ardennes, he jumps into Steve's foxhole and nudges him until Steve gets the point and wraps Bucky up in his big arms. He laughs quietly when Bucky splutters in protest, but he doesn't do it too loudly for the rest of the men to hear. And when Steve kisses him, Bucky knows not to make any noise at all. Steve, the new Steve, takes a lot of getting used to, but there are some things about him, Bucky finds, that haven't changed at all. 4. Steve dreams of ice and falling. When he wakes, he faces those jagged little hours before the dawn before he can get up and be Captain America the best he can. He's just Steve then, alone, and so cold. The Winter Soldier doesn't feel it. Not the cold, not anything. Lucan thaws him out for one last assignment, but he's still frozen. His blue eyes faded into an icy gray. 5. The heating system of Steve's, and now Bucky's, new apartment is a miracle of science and engineering. Every square inch is a balmy 75 degrees, even in the depth of winter, and it's with a deep sense of satisfaction that Bucky stomps in and the ice and salt on his boots melt and puddle on the shiny wooden floors. As it turns out, they're slippery too, as Steve finds out when he comes out of the kitchen wearing gym socks and a pair of sweats. After their inevitable collision, and with Steve's bulk and Bucky's metal arm, it's not exactly an unpainful encounter, Steve is still on top of him, and Bucky notices for the first time that he's not wearing a shirt. "You did this on purpose," Bucky says. Steve grins, and it's like the fucking sun's rising after a long, cold night. "Buck up, champ," he says, leaning in for a kiss. "It can only get better from here." The End.